Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing monkey branching, frequently asked questions. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website, dateme.tips, to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back to today's podcast, and today we're discussing monkey branching, frequently asked questions. So the first question is, what is monkey branching? And in essence, the best way to try to describe this theory is it is keeping your options open when you are in a relationship. So we use the analogy monkey branching because it is similar to a monkey going from branch to branch, traveling through life, through the trees, and that is what a monkey brancher in a relationship sense actually does. So let's give this a real world example. If you are in a relationship and your partner is still contacting other people in a flirty way, then they are monkey branching, because a monkey brancher will always keep their options open, and therefore they will never stop putting themselves out there, so to speak. They will always flirt, they will always speak to new people in a non-platonic way, and they will do this until they feel they have found a better match, and at that stage they will leave their current partner and get into a relationship with the next person. And the thing about monkey branches is that they never ever stop. So you can be in a relationship with someone who's monkey branching and you feel quite secure, but you need to realize that they will always be on the lookout for what they perceive as somebody better. The problem with monkey branching, other than the obvious, which is, you know, you're never quite stable in that relationship, is that monkey branchers don't often, you know, tell you they're a monkey brancher. You know, they don't explain their behavior. This is something that will be happening in secret. This is something that will be happening when you don't know, when you least expect it. And so most people don't even realize they are dating or in a relationship with a monkey brancher. They don't realize that even though you're in a relationship and hence you are no longer flirting with other people, you don't realize that your partner is, because it happens behind the scenes. It's not something that's going to be obvious. And that is the difficulty in trying to find out if you're with a monkey brancher or not. Unfortunately, you can only really find out for sure if and when they actually leave you. Although there is a main piece of evidence you can always use, which is when you get together with someone and you discuss your relationship history, which is a very common topic to have with each other. If you notice they have had a lot of relationships, a lot of short-term relationships, then you can start to consider, is this person a monkey brancher? Is this person always looking for something better in their opinion? Are they never happy? And these are the warning signs that you might be dating a monkey brancher. So now let's move into question number two. Should I monkey branch? Well, I would definitely say no. You know, I find it disrespectful. I think you need to put your energy into a relationship. I think you need to respect the relationship and respect the person you are with. However, it becomes a little bit of a grey area in regards to keeping your options open, because although I believe you should really commit to a relationship and give it your all, you also need to be happy. And we need to kind of talk about this grey area, because if you are genuinely not happy, then keeping your options open, you know, that's not a crime. You know, it's not a crime to want to be happy. And if you are being treated unfairly, if you feel that the relationship has run its course, then as long as you end the relationship respectfully, as long as you don't cheat, then I think it's human nature to kind of think to yourself, you know, I'm not happy. And, you know, theoretically, I'm working with somebody who is kind of seemingly very into me. you know, I haven't been disrespectful to my partner, I haven't crossed the line, but I know that I could probably date this other person and I'm just not happy. You know, that is the grey area, because nobody wants to be unhappy. But you should always make sure that you give your relationship your all, and you need to respect your partner. So although I can't say a categoric kind of answer on this, you know, should I monkey branch? I would say it's 90% no, you shouldn't. Not in the scheme of things of always looking for something better. Because that's the main real definition of monkey branching is, you know, you could be happy. The monkey brancher could be happy, and yet they're still looking for someone new and slightly different. And that's the difference between being unhappy and kind of looking for somebody new, and being happy and looking for somebody new. That's the monkey branching kind of concept, really. It's not even that they're not happy, it's just that they're always wanting to go from person to person, somebody who's a little bit better in their eyes, somebody who's a little bit different. So I would say that, grey area aside, no, you should not monkey branch, because it's disrespectful. And ultimately, everybody wants stability in their life, and you are creating instability for everybody around you, and more importantly, yourself. So the final question in today's podcast: how do I stop my partner monkey branching? Well, unfortunately, if this is who they are, if this is somebody who has got form for monkey branching, there is very little you can do to change them as a person, because they are likely to always slip into that kind of mindset. Now, something that you can do to prevent the grey area that we just spoke about is to make sure that you are having a good relationship, that you treat your partner with respect, you have fun together, life is exciting, life is positive, you're both going through self-improvement, you're both heading in the right direction. If you become a person that your partner can't possibly better, then they are not going to monkey branch, and they are not going to look for somebody else. So that will give you the best possible chance of preventing your partner from monkey branching by giving them the best life you can. And I don't mean kind of being somebody who is like a sugar daddy to somebody, you know, if you're a rich person, say. It's not about that. It just means giving them a respectful, fun and positive life, and they should be doing the same for you as well. This isn't about trying to bribe somebody to stay with you. It's about just giving them a respectful, fun, positive life. They should be doing the same for you. And then ultimately, you should be happy. You should always be growing and going through self-improvement. And you should be growing in the same direction. And if things like that happen, then they won't find anybody better. Now, as I said at the start of this question, if they are a monkey brancher by history, by form, then maybe that is just who they are. Because as I said, monkey branchers, it's not like they have to be unhappy to look for different people. They can be very happy and still look for different people. So, you know, if somebody is a real true monkey brancher, there is not really anything you can do about it. All you can do is prevent the grey area of monkey branching, and prevent the kind of grey area of just general relationships. You know, if you're with somebody, even if they're not a monkey brancher, if you're not giving them a fulfilling life, you know, why would they stay with you? Everybody deserves to be happy. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast, and I hope that you've taken some information away from it. And I'll drop another podcast soon.